The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. Divine wisdom is what guides you along a spiritual path. It is this inner knowing that helps you to witness yourself as infinitely more abundant, loving, incredible. It is your inner wisdom that guides you to live your highest potential and to experience all that you are, even as you continue to expand and seek more. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, you will hear what insights, offerings, and truth have helped others conquer their fears, be resilient, live empowered and happy. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients as they have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and as they have reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness the infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. All of us are on a sacred path. When we awaken to this, we easily access the guidance of our inner wisdom, and we see the beauty of life unfolding in perfect ways to help us manifest all of what we want. I hope that each episode of this podcast can offer something relevant and timely for you, and that the sacred path that you are on is one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. In this episode, I'm sharing my thoughts on what I am naming the self-love movement, because we all need to reclaim self-love. We need to understand what it means, and we need to live it as one solution for growing our confidence and self-worth, and for being willing to live our truth, to be self-sustainable, and present and awake in our lives, because this is how we witness our innate happiness. Here's an important secret. All of us face the same challenges. You might suspect that our common challenge is related to finances, or whether we are loved, or if we have the right job, or if we have chosen the best partner. These are also challenges of the physical world that we may have made our reality. Here's the thing. Innate happiness is not attached to anything. Rather, it's what you feel as you live of the present moment. And this feeling is perpetuated as you make a commitment to yourself to live with your heart open, free in giving of your kindness and love to others and to yourself. Happiness is not attached to a thing or a person or to your bank account, to what you own or to what your child says or does. It's about acknowledging who you are and living and loving the being that you are. Everything else contributes to our feelings of happiness in the present moment, but everything is fleeting. You do not want to base whether you feel happiness or not on something external to you, something that you have no full control over. This is why we choose to do the work, the inner work of ourself. It's to set us free from harboring pain and hurt of the past. It's to make peace with what is, to practice acceptance of what has already happened, and to decide how we will choose to be now and in our future. If you want to put yourself in a state of happiness, of peace, of joy, if you want to eliminate anxiety, fear, self-doubt, to feel truly alive and to honor your choices and decisions, If you really want to live heaven on earth, you must begin here, with what you tell yourself each day, and also to make the conscious choice to be happy, amongst the obligations, the decision-making of what you may have less control over, and to wake each day, deciding to be grateful, to feel happy, practicing living present moment awareness and awake to all of the experiences of your life and of knowing what will allow you to be in a state of self-love. For example, opening your heart by choice, because being love is also a choice. You may think about self-love as taking care of your needs, of honoring and respecting yourself, of practicing loving kindness directed within, and using encouraging, kind self-talk. But when you are loving and in a state of love, your consciousness rises. You are living in an enlightened state. The state of love allows for you to instantly experience the feelings and the mindset of pure presence, of consciousness. It is an example of living fully in now. This state is what best supports you to freely feel innate happiness. This inspires every other decision and action that you make, all towards living with your heart open and of love. Self-love is actually a life skill that we may teach to our children by modeling this ourselves. Self-love is also a state of consciousness. You live as your non-physical self, yourself as energy, each time you choose to live out of the wisdom of your heart rather than of your ego. The interesting part, when you are in the present moment, you can choose to be love. You must be of the present moment to choose everything. In a moment, I'm going to take you through a simple process for accessing this state of awareness, this state of love that will empower you to live true to yourself and mobilize you to have the best outcomes, because you are in the right mindset. You are happy, peaceful, content, and grateful. There will always be things that need your attention. There will always be goals that you will still work towards. And yet trust that these too will all be achieved because you feel deserving of them. And as you take the steps towards all that you desire most. Being in this present moment state is the most successful accomplishment of your day because it is what allows you to manifest everything of importance. Your right attitude and mindset will ensure that you are on a path towards this, of choosing how you want to be. Happy, loving, calm, confident. And you will feel the outcome of this because each time that you decide, you mobilize the brain and the heart to seek out what you yearn for. If you choose to be loving and to practice self-love, then you will instinctively go in search of what will allow you to be this. In your life and in practical ways that are sustainable. When you are in the present moment, witnessing what is, and if you are being loving kindness, it is far easier to be this towards yourself and others. This week is important because, as many of you have recently returned to work, as more businesses and services have reopened, and as you have the option, whether to stay at home or maybe to return to work, I encourage you to think about how best you will do this, how you want to do this, because now everything is still up for examination, of choosing what works best, of assessing and reassessing. If you were deliberating on making a change, and if you have told yourself that it is not possible in any way, now is the time to ask. Ask for what you want. Ask yourself, what do I really want? This is going to help you make the right choice, because everything is not the same as it once was. We all must continue to look forward to what is a new and different way of being, not only in the physical tasks and procedures that we are now needing to uphold, but in our mindset, what we stand for and believe in, what feels right and best for us, and what changes we will make in our lives towards this and for the better. This includes using your free will choice and the freedom to decide and follow what is best and right for you. If you would like my help as you consider doing what you have always wanted, even if you are not quite sure yet how this is possible, please reach out to me. You can best find me at dorothyrotusny.com. All right, so let me show you one process. It's a meditative process for how you may cultivate a state of inner peace and presence of your beautiful inner dwelling state. This will take just a few moments. Begin by closing your eyes with me. Allow yourself to settle in, to bring awareness to your body. First, ask yourself, what allows me to feel peace now? Notice your answers instinctively rise up and honor them. Allow yourself to trust that they are absolutely right. Next, ask, what am I grateful for in this moment? Again, allow your answers to come from within. Allow yourself to feel what emotions are present, and to simply observe these for the next few moments. You begin with the idea of what brings you peace, because when you feel at peace, your mind is free to contemplate what is most important and needed. Next, I'd like you to envision something. Imagine that the energy of your heart is full of the most beautiful light. Choose a color for this light and see it glowing, expansive in the region of your heart. And then witness this light expanding outward, filling the area of your chest and beyond your physical body. This is a deliberate practice of opening your heart, of experiencing your heart energy. What does this feel like? Now, for a time, as you witness this, let this energy, think of it as the energy of love, this light, move through and fill your entire body. Feel the qualities, the sensations of this experience. Let the energy of your heart be felt often, just like this, as you move throughout your day. And ask these two questions of yourself often. What allows me to feel peace now? And what am I grateful for in this moment? Feel and see the energy of your heart, expansive, opening you to be of this light, to be of love, to be of the present moment and feel innate happiness now. Remember that you live of this happiness by choice. Take a few more deep breaths as you anchor this feeling. As you choose to bring this state of consciousness into the rest of your day. This is you as love. As a higher vibrational consciousness. This is powerful. This is using your non-physical nature to connect you with all that you are. It is a visual manifestation of what happens when you open yourself to being of light and loving kindness. Practice this daily. Live as this by choice. This is how you connect with what you are as a being of love. And as you do this, it makes it easy for you to give love unto yourself and others. This is how we practice self-love, happiness, and whatever we choose to feel. This is how we walk in the world of this state. You can begin to bring your attention and presence back, anchoring the feelings that you are witness to in your body. And when you are ready, to gently open your eyes. Sometimes I get asked the question, how did you get to be so calm? If I practice meditation daily, will I be calm? Calm or any other feeling you wish to hold is your choice. Being love is a choice. And the moment you make a choice, a decision to be and live a certain way, you mobilize your thoughts, your perceptions, your actions towards this. You mobilize your brain to go in search of what you are after. And you begin to find yourself making more choices and living more aligned with what you want, what you've chosen. And so this practice is a perfect way to begin your day, to move you into the right mindset, the loving, kind mindset that allows you in turn to walk in your life, loving, present, choosing to be happy, and to love and honor yourself and others. Some things to think about this week for yourself. How can I be more self-loving? Even with this beautiful practice, you will find other ways to practice self-love. And secondly, how can I choose to live in a state of happiness? You have your answers for each of these questions. You just need to choose what you want and make it happen. In the episode notes, I have also included for you a link to the practice that we just did in video format, so that you may use it each morning and as your mainstay practice to live as love and to be self-loving. These are in essence one and the same. I hope it's a wonderful week and that you practice living as your highest self, as a being of love every day. This practice will serve you for the rest of your life. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes here. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you can share your questions and feedback from this or any episode with me, and where you'll also find the Wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, an extensive library of free guided meditations for you to experience and enjoy, plus other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.